Looks different when you're looking forward.
後ろから見るのと前から見るの全然雰囲気が違うんでね、あれですけどね。
Hi, my name is Andy.
名前はアンディです。
I'm going to teach you something that is visual.
見えるもので今日皆さんとお話をしたいと思うんですけど、これ見えるかな？
I'm going to show you.
今日、ね、持ってきたものあるのでどうでしょう？これ何かわかるかな？
Okay.This is one of my favorite snacks.
これはですね、私の大好きなおやつです。何だと思いますか？
Can you tell me what it is?
このおやつ、何が好きか分かる？分かる？息子、子供たちは分かるんですよね。これ、何でしょう？何？
Yeah.
Pretzel.
A pretzel. Pretzel ですね。
Can anyone say a pretzel?
Pretzel, 言えますか？
Pretzel.
A pretzel. Oh, I'm
glad I got the
hardcore guy
here. All right,
You know how a pretzel looks like, right?
プレッツェルの形なんでこうか分かりますか？形見えますか？
Now you can make this pretzel.
このプレッツェルはいろんな形にすることができる。
With your hands.
ね、手で作るんですね。
Yeah, I want you to try.
じゃあ見てくださいね。
You go like that.
こうやって。
You guys, it's easy for you guys.
こうやって。こうやって。ずっと。
Can you do that?
いや、できる。いいの？これでできる。こうやると。
Can you do that?
みんなやってみてください。できますか？
Okay.
できる。はい。
Now,Just sometimes I feel like this. Without God.
で、神様いないとね、私の人生こんな感じだと思うことがあります。
I can't.
もうどっちも行けないんです、ね。
No.
動けない。誰かに変わろうと思っても変われないんですね。はい。で、本当にこんな感じ自分が思うときは。
It's hard, right?
難しいよね、これね。どう？みんなもそうだよね。
Like a pretzel.
で、自分が何かプレッツェルのような感じになってるね。ああ、今日俺プレッツェル、私プレッツェルなんて思うことないですか？でこうやって、やると、
ああ、
ね、リラックスすると。
Now, here's the second question.
次の質問はこうですよ。
Does anyone know
みんな知ってる
the 12th letter of the alphabet?
アルファベットの12文字目、何か言える知ってる
Does anyone know?
あ、知ってるよ。
The 12th letter of the
アルファベットの12番目。
Everyone count it.
Alphabet's 12 番目は何
Okay, all together. Ready? One, two, three.
L.
L. L. L ですね。本当
L. 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 Now, look at this. It's a beautiful letter. It's my favorite letter.
僕、私好きなんです、この L って字は。
It's straight.
まっすぐだし。
And it goes like that.
こう横横なんて
言われて。Even when you write the letter, it starts from the top down.
上から下に、そして横に行くね。これに書きますね。
Can anyone do that?
みんなで。上から下に、そして横に。
Now, Mr. Ely.
Ely さん今日ね。
He taught a verse from the fruit of the spirit.
先週ですね、御霊の実についてのお話をイーリーさんしてくださいました。覚えてますか？御霊の実の3つ何か。
What?What the first fruit of
spirit? 御霊の実。何？
最初は。Well, let's do it together. Ready? One, two, three.
Love. 愛。愛が御霊の実でしたね。
Love. Love. L.
L ですね。愛は L から始まります。
Okay. Now, God's love.
神様の愛は
？It's free.
自由。ただなんですね。神様のから引き出して、
to your heart.
私の心に入ってくるんですね。
And then you can touch.
そして。私たちの前の、ね、左側の人、前の人に触ることができる神様はないです。
Now, you try.
いいですか？
And the only way you can do that
やってみましょうね。
Is through prayer.
祈りを通して私たちこれをすることができるんです。
And I'll teach you how to do it, okay?
それがどうやってできるか皆さんに教えますよ。いいですか？見て。
Here's some very important.
これはとても重要な本ですけど。
Does anyone know what this is?
何で知ってますか、これは。
The Bible.
Hey, together, let's do it together.
聖書です、ね、何か聖書です
Remember, it's from God's word.
これ神様の御言葉がこの中に入ってますね。アーメンですか、
okay. Now, what you do is through prayer.
祈っていて
you pray to God.
神様に祈って
Thank you, Lord,
神様ありがとうございます。あなたの愛を感謝します。
Touch my heart.
私の心に触れてください。
So I can touch others.
そして、ちょっとうまくいかなかったね。神様、ありがとうございます。
But you can touch my heart.
私の心を、
so I can touch you.
他の人は相手にできる。
Now the key point, children.
よく気をつけて、これができる、気をつけて。
Here's the hint.
ヒントは、これがヒントだよ。これ鍵。
Prayer.
祈りが鍵ですね。
Okay, once more.
もう一度。
Pray. Say my words.
祈る。
Dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
Touch my heart.
Touch my heart.
So I can touch others.
So I can touch others. 他の人に愛することができるよ。皆さんできますか？俺、祈ります。
Does anyone know how to do that?
やり方わかる人。
Well, come up here.
じゃあ、はい。ニコラスやり方わかるって。どう？
Say after me.
言ってね。
Touch my heart.
Touch my heart.
So that I can touch others.
他の人を愛することができる。おかしいね。
Thank you.
Does anyone know how?
やり方わかる？
Because if you do,
できたとしたら。
You teach other people that.
そのことをね、他の人に教えてあげてね。
Amen.
Amen ですか。
Okay, now I'll teach you the secret.
秘密でこれが祈りが祈りが。ああ、こうだ。最初からこうなんだ。
Prayer.
祈りが。
Prayer.
祈りが。
Twist it like that.
こう斜めにしてね。祈りは。普通こうやればいいだけなのね。最初からね。
Prayer.
祈りは。
Don't be a pretzel.
ね、プレッツェルじゃなくて最初から祈りね。最初から祈りはってやればいい。
Confusing.
ね、本当これね、混乱しちゃう
よね。
アメン。本当に祈りは。
Let's pray.
お祈りします。
Father in heaven.
天のお父様。
We thank you for the letter L.
あなたのこれ与えてくださったこの L という字を愛を感謝します。
Love is free.
この愛は本当に無料でただで私たちに与えられました。愛はただです。
Pretzels cost money.
本当にプレッツェル買うとお金がかかっちゃいますけども、
Love is free.
でもあなたの愛は本当にただで私たちに与えられています。
Touch the children's heart
どうか今日ここにいる子供たちの心に触れてください。
So、they can spread the love
そしてその愛を他の人たちに分かち合うことができるように助けてください。
And Jesus said, Amen.
イエス様の名前としてお願いします。
Thank you very much.
ありがとうございます。Thank you very much.
Maybe can we turn down the heater? Are you guys warm enough? Somebody think we must be kind of roasting up here. So can we turn the heater off? You guys are, you know how we always sing, get a fire in my soul? So you guys are doing that really well. So let's turn the heater off.
本当にこの2週間忙しい時を過ごしましたけれども、本当に皆さんのお祈りとサポートを心から感謝します。
So it was a really busy 2 weeks, but thank everybody who prayed for us and supported us. So we really praise God.
もうほとんど何をしたか記憶にないんですよ。
I can't even remember the last 2 weeks.
3日の夜遅くに26人は29人乗りのバイクロバスに乗って名古屋に行きました。
One thing I remember is on January 3rd, a microbus that held 29 people came in front of Mizuba and we loaded on 26 athletes and we sent them off to Nagoya.
もうスリーピングバッグも荷物も全部押し込んで、もうバイクロバスに隙間がないぐらい。
All their sleeping bags and just like we shoved them all into the bus.
で、次の日、の午後には名古屋でのワークショップがあって、
the fourth, they had a workshop in Nagoya.
次の日の、次の日の午後には今度大阪でワークショップがあって、
in the morning, the next morning on Monday they drove to Osaka and then they had another workshop in the afternoon in Osaka.
次の日は、マイクロバスで京都に少し寄って、それから、東京に
帰ってきました。Left in Osaka for the night on Monday and then they went to Kyoto and looked around a little. little bit, and then they drove back to Tokyo all the way from Osaka on the microbus.
ここに水場に戻ってきたのが真夜中の12時半です。
So they came back to Mizuba at 12:30 midnight, like after midnight, middle of the night.
リーダーのダニー・ラバカさんのお父さんはプロの運転手なので。
Max Ilabaka, who is the leader, Daniel Ilabaka's dad, he's a professional driver and he was driving the bus all those ways.
彼のインターナショナルライセンスは何でも運転できるんですね。
So he has, and his international license, it's like amazing. He's got all circles, so it's like 100%. Everything. He can drive anything.
Wow.
ですから、そのバスには26人乗ってて、7歳から60歳までです。
So, on the bus were, all the way from a child who was 7 years old all the way to someone in their 60s.
女性が10人、男性が16人。
10 women and 16 men.
本当にね、無事に帰ってきて感謝でした。
And really praise God that they all came back safely. Not just the bus ride, but they also do that dangerous sport that they do. So,
12時半に帰ってきて、その日の午後には横浜で最後のワークショップがありました。
And they came back at 12:30 midnight, but then the next day we had to get up early in the morning and go to Yokohama for the last workshop.
はい。で、これは、キャスさんや、スティーブンや、トムさんが働いている BGA の人たちも手伝ってくれてできたことです。
The celebration of love where Stephen and Chad Hammond and some of Tom and some of the others who come to this church are working. They...Celebration of Love also helps support the workshop on the 7th.
いくつか写真を出しましたけ
れども。We have a bunch of pictures you can look at.
本当に素晴らしい時が与えられました。
It was really an amazing time.
本当に皆さんのお祈りサポートを心から
感謝します。And thank you for praying. Your prayers got us through.
もう途中無理かなと思うことが何度もありました。
There were many, many times in the middle of it we just thought we're not going to make it. This is
この年ですね、2時とか3時まで起きて、また次やるのは結構きつかったですね。
So it was pretty tough staying up till 2 or 3 in the morning and then getting up the next day at 6. We're a little bit older, just a little bit.
でも本当に皆さんのお祈りを
感謝します。But thank you so much for your prayers.
今日はまず先週お話しした聖書の箇所から復習したいと思うんですけど、
Today I want to continue from the message from last week and I want to look at the passage that we looked at together last week.
先週は詩篇の一編を皆さんで味わいました。
We read Psalm 1 together.
そして特にこの2節のところを皆さんで少し味わいました、ね。
Especially we focused on Psalm 1 verse 2.
2節だけお読みします。
I want to read it again together today.
主の教えを愛し、その教えを昼も夜も口さむ人はいかに幸いかなということです。
Talking about the one who follow the who don't take the path of sinners, and he said.The ones who are will be happy, and there's a pronoun, so there means the ones who will be happy, and it says, but there, the ones who will be happy, their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on His law they meditate day and night.
本当に昼も夜も神様の思うことを思って過ごす人は本当に幸せ幸いだというところ。
The ones who meditate on the word of God day and night are the ones who will be truly happy.
そして次の節にはこのようにあります、
ね。And the next verse says like this.
そうじゃない人たちのことですけど、そうじゃない人たちはそれは、吹きと風に吹き飛ばされるもみ殻のようであると。
Okay, so verse 4. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff that the wind drives away.
もみ殻のようだ。皆さん、もみ殻って聞いてもわかんないかもしれないですね。
Probably in today's world, most of us don't know what chaff is. Do you see? I don't even know how to pronounce it. Chaff or chaff?
もみ殻って言ってわかる人。
Do you know what it is?
もみ殻ね、はいはい、お米や穀物の実を取ったら、そしてそれを本当に使うためには叩いて皮を取るんです、ね。
So、when you
皮のことをもみ殻って言うんです。
Harvest either wheat or rice as well, you hit it and the chaff is separated from the part that you can eat.
で、もみ殻叩くとき風を送るとそのもみ殻だけ飛んでいって実だけ残るんです、ね。
When the wind comes, the chaff is blown away by the wind.
横島の人はもみ殻のようだって言うんですね。
So it says that the wicked are like the chaff that is blown away. There's times in my life that I feel like the wicked person.
もう何かどっちに行くのか分からない、何かいつもこう、まあ、フラフラしてるとかね、もう吹き飛ばされるようなことを感じることがあります。
So there's times in my life where I'm at a fork in a road and I have to make a choice of which way to go, and it's easy to kind of waver at that point and not be able to decide clearly which way I'm going to go.
この聖書の箇所を読むと、本当に神様の教えを自分の中にしっかりと受けることも大切さを思います。
And I realized the importance when I read this verse of having the word of God planted in my heart.
本当にブレない人になりたいと思います。
I want to be a person who is not shaken and doesn't waver.
神様の思いを持っている人はブレないんですね。
That's waver, right? I want to be a person who doesn't waver.
皆さんはブレてますか？
Do you waver when you have to make different choices in your life, in your days?
でもブレないと頑固とは結構違うんですよね。
But if you think about it, just think for a minute. The person who doesn't waver is different from the person who's stubborn.
何か、ね、頑固になっちゃう自分も感じるんですね。
I also feel like I'm stubborn sometimes.
本当に神様の神様の思いをしっかり受けて、なおかつ頑固じゃないってどういうことかと思います。
So what does it mean to receive God's will and not to live in a stubborn way?
まあ最近、まあ、使う言葉っていうか耳にすることは2つあるんですけれども。
These days there's a saying or word that we hear often or we might use ourselves, and that is.
あまり僕は前は使ってなかったんです。
I didn't really use this word or saying before, but now.
よく使うな。Go with the flow.
英語ですけれども、Go with the flow.
流れに身を任せる。
So it means go with the flow. Don't get carried away with like the river, the flowing river.
ね、だから。あまり最初は使いたくなかったんですね。
At first, I didn't really like this way of saying it.
何か日本人の長いものには巻かれろみたいな感じだね。
In like Japan, a lot of people kind of get they are influenced too much by the way things other people are doing, and they kind of just go along with what other people are doing. But go with the flow doesn't mean that.
ね、もしくは play by ear とかね。
Also, he keeps.
So
play it by ear is another way of saying, but that's also I don't know. It's a little play it by ear. It's like if the circumstances change, that you also are flexible.
ですから人に鈴木さん何かしましょうかとか鈴木さんとかいろいろ僕聞かれるときに使うのは Go with the flow とかそれから、Play by ear って言うんですけど聞いた方が困ると思うんですよね。
So sometimes people ask me, oh, what should I do? Or, you know, how should we handle things? And sometimes I answer, oh, just go with the flow or just say it by ear. And perhaps the people who I say that to are troubled by that.
なぜなら本当に流れが何か分かんなければどうしようもないわけですよね。
So if you're not sensitive to kind of the way things are flowing, then you really can't respond in the right way.
もしくは神様の声が聞こえなければ play by ear って言われても困っちゃうわけですよね。
So especially if we're not just talking about what other people are doing, but we're really talking about what God is leading.Then if we don't hear God's voice and we don't know God's will, then it's really difficult to go in the right direction.
毎日毎日私たちはいろんなチャレンジがあります。
Every day, all of us are faced with different challenges.
多分一個も一日何もチャレンジがないってことはほとんどないと思うんですね。
So probably if you think about it, a day doesn't go by that we're not challenged.
その中でブレない自分を見つけるにはどうしたらいいんでしょう。
So,As we face all of these challenges, how can we be people who are not shaken and do not waver?
ふーって飛んでいっちゃうもみ殻のようじゃなくて、しっかりとした 思いを持って人間になるにはどうしたらいいかと思うこと。
How can we be people who aren't like blown away like chaff, but rather who are people who are grounded and secure?
今日はまず旧約聖書から、少し紐解きたいと思うんですけど。
I want to read from a passage from the Old Testament with you.
ダニエルさんという人の話です。Daniel show. Daniel show.
Daniel. I want to read from the book of Daniel and from the words of Daniel in this book.
Daniel というのは、ユダヤの若者ですけれども。
Daniel was a young man, a young Jewish man.
でもその時にですね、ユダヤがバビロンに攻められて、エルサレムが、まあ、没落して人々が、バビロンに連れて行かれた時のことです。
But he lived at a time during what's called the Babylonian exile, and the Jerusalem temple had already been destroyed, and he lived as a slave in under the king, I guess you call it the king, under the king of Babylon.
エルサレムからずっと引きずられて、まあ、バビロン、イラクの方に行くわけですよね。
So he was taken captive and he was brought to modern day Iraq, in the time of the biblical times it would be Babylon.
そこでこの王に仕えることを命じられます。
And he was made to serve the king of Babylon.
彼の友達たちをですね、特に選ばれて宮廷に仕えることになるんですけども。
So he was with some of his friends and all of them served the king of Babylon together.
そしてですね、そのために若者たちはもうお酒とか食べ物をいっぱい食べてですね、本当に健康になるように、仕向けられました。
So most of the young men who were taken captive and brought in this way to serve the Babylonian king, they ate just amazing, delicious food, lots and lots of food, and they probably drank also different kinds of liquor. However,
肉屋ですから、お酒をいっぱい、食べたり飲んだりしたんですね。
They ate lots of delicious meat and drank lots of different kinds of wine and alcohol.
ね、僕らも目の前にいっぱい美味しい肉やお酒があったら、やったーと思って食べるかもしれ、飲んだりするかもしれないんですけど。
So perhaps we also, if we're sitting in front of a table with just all this delicious meat or delicious alcoholic drinks, we might also want to eat and drink those things.
でも彼らはこれをやったら自分たちの体や心や魂が汚れてしまうと思ったんです。
But Daniel and his friends believed that if they partook in this delicious food that they were being offered, they would be defiled, which is a fancy word that means like made dirty, so that they weren't clean enough and holy enough to worship God.
ですから、カイの人に、ですから、もう野菜だけをください。もうそれだけで私たちは十分です。って言うんです。
So, they said to the king and to the people who were giving them the food, we don't need all that meat. Please just give us some vegetables and some healthy food like that to live on.
捕虜になったら言われたことをするのが捕虜の役目ですね。しもべ、the prisoner.
When you're a prisoner, you generally have to live as a prisoner, as the people who took you captive tell you to live.
ね、全然選択肢ありません。言われたらするんですよ。
You don't have a choice. What you're told to do, in order to do, you have to do.
なんでですかって聞いちゃいけないんですよね。
You can't say, oh, why do I have to do that? You have no right and privilege to ask those kind of questions.
もしそうしたら自分たちの身に危険が迫ったりするわけですね。
So if you ask and if you ask that type of question or any kind of you're not submissive to your captors, it becomes would become very dangerous for you.
でも彼らは自分たちの思いを譲らずにお願いしますって、それは許されたんですね。
But nevertheless, Daniel and his friends asked in this way, "Please just give us vegetables," and they were forgiven.That they asked this question and 10 days passed and they were just eating and having this kind of meals and their face and their countenance became very healthy.I'm not telling you all to be vegetarians, but.
でもそれを彼らは押し通したんですね。
But they really became healthy in that way.
それが一章でのダニエル書の一章の話です。
So I want to read from chapter 1 in Daniel with you.
That was the story.
Oh, that was chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1 summary.
で、二章はですね、今度は王様がバビロンの王様は夢を見ます。
So in the second chapter of Daniel, the king of Babylon sees a dream.
そしてですね、王様はこの夢を解き明かせって言うんですね。
So he had this dream and he really wants someone to interpret and tell him what the dream means.
そして本当にその国中で賢いというか占い師がすべて呼んで。
And he called all the people all over Babylon who were like magicians or were people thought they could interpret dreams and they all came to the king where the king was.
私の夢と私の夢の解き明かしをしようっていう。
And he ordered each one of them, tell me, what does my dream mean? Interpret my dream.
彼ら言うんです。そんなことできません。私たちは神様じゃありません。
And all of them say, I know, we're not God.
あなたの思いが見えるわけありません。
I can't see the thoughts in your head.
少なくとも、夢をあなたが見た夢を教えてくださいって言うんです。
So, actually, he didn't say this, but the king...didn't tell them the dream. He just told, without telling the dream, he said, tell us the interpretation. So the,all the magicians and the people who came said, unless you tell us the dream, there's no way we can tell you the interpretation.
誰もその夢を、ね、解き明かすことができなかったの。王様は、もうすべてのそういう賢い人、占い師をすべて殺すっていう命令を下します。
So no one could tell us.The dream and the interpretation. So the king just said, "Kill them all."
So, 殺されるべき人の中にダニエルがいたんですね。
And of all the ones who were supposed to be killed, Daniel was among them.
ダニエルは王様の前に来てこう言います。
And Daniel came before the king, and he said,
少し時間をください。
And he said, "King, please give me a little time."
皆さんもしダニエルだったらどうしますか?
If you had been Daniel, what would you have done?
で、ダニエルは仲間のところに戻って、そして4人で祈るんですね。
Daniel goes back to his friends, his three friends, and the four of them prayed.
そうすると、祈りの中で、幻の中で、ダニエルに神様はその王の夢とその夢の解き明かしをしてくださいました。
And as they're praying,The Spirit showed Daniel the dream and also the interpretation of the dream.
多くの人が不可能だと思ったことを神様はダニエルの祈りを通して聞いてくださいました。
Everyone thought it was impossible, but Daniel, through his prayer, was shown by the living God what the dream meant and he did the impossible.
不可能になりましたね。
The impossible became the possible through prayer with God.
3章は今度は王様が金の像を作ってそれに礼拝しなさいということが書かれています。
So that's the second chapter of Daniel and So in the second chapter, the Daniel tells the dream and the interpretation and now we're on the third chapter. I'm so...Logical. And in the third chapter, the king makes a golden statue.
で、それを礼拝しない人は大きな、まあ、燃える炉の中に入れて焼き殺すっていうことにしたんですね。
And the king said that anyone who wouldn't bow down to this gold statue will be put in a this prison-like box and be burned to death.
僕は暑いの苦手で炉の中に入りたくないから、ね、どうするかと思ってこの3人の、ダニエルの仲間は礼拝しなかったんですねこの金の像を
Of course no one would want to be put in this type of prison and burned to death and I wouldn't want that either but Daniel and his friends would refuse to bow down and worship this golden statue
そしてこの3人はそういう暑い炉の中に投げ込まれました
The three of the Daniel's friends were put into this burning place because they wouldn't bow down and worship this statue.
でも彼らは、ね、燃えることなくその中から出てきました。You want to explain everything?
Just one additional thing. They weren't burnt in the burning place. And while there were only three that went in, everyone standing on the outside saw a fourth. And the fourth was the Spirit of God protecting them, and they came out unharmed.
その炉の中を見ていたら、泣け込んだのは3人のはずなのに、4人目の影があったんですね。神様の存在がそこにあって、その4人目が3人を守ったという。
So there were only three that were put into this burning place, but when the people on the outside looked inside, there was a fourth, and that was the Spirit of God who was protecting the people.
彼らが出てきた時は全然もう焼けもしない、火の煙も匂いもせずに本当にスキュッとしたそのまま出てきたっていう。
When the three men were brought out of this burning place, there was no scar or any kind of burnt place on them at all.
今日、上に挙げたのは6章を少し読みたいと思った6章の箇所。
I want to look next at the chapter 6 of Daniel with you.
このダニエルたちが、そのユダヤの人たちが、このバビロンの政府の中で重要視されていきます。位が上がっていきます。They can higher ranks. They will be important.
These are words that are not in everyday vocabulary. So, Daniel and his friends became high rank in, under the king's court. And the people around them started to hate them. And the people around them who worked for the king, they wanted to do something that would make those, the Jewish men fall.
で彼らは本当にみんなで相談して、よし、これだということを王様に申し出ます。
And they were plotting and planning, and they said, "This is it. This is how we can get rid of these Jewish men who have been brought up so high." And they went to the king.
6節からお読みします、ね。
And I'm going to read from verse 6.
それで彼らはダニエルを陥れるには、その信じている神の法に関して何らかの言いがかりを。をつけるほかにあるまいと話し合い、王のもとに集まってこう言った。ダレイエス王様が特殊まで生きながらえますように、王国の大臣、執政官、総督、首相長官、側近ら一同相談いたしまして、王様に次のような勅令による禁止事項を定めいただこうということになりました。すなわち、向こう30日間、王様を差し置いて、他の人間や神に願い事をする者は、誰であれ死の洞窟に投げ込まれると。王様、どうぞこの禁令を出し、この書面にご署名ください。そうすれば、これはメディアとペルシアの法律として変更不可能なものとなり、廃止することができなくなります。ダレイオ王はその書面に署名して禁令を発布した。ダニエルは王が禁令に署名したことを知っていたが、家に帰るといつもの通り2階の部屋に上がり、エルサレムに向かって開かれた窓際にひざまずき、日に三度の祈りと賛美を自分の神に捧げた。
In English, Daniel from chapter 6, from verse 6 to 9. So the president and the satraps conspired and came to the king and said to him, O King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the counselors and the governors are agreed.That the king should establish an ordinance and enforce an interdict that whoever prays to anyone, divine or human, for 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be thrown into a den of lions. Now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the document so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked.Therefore, King Darius signed the document and entered it. Although Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he continued to go to his house, which had windows in its upper room, open toward Jerusalem, and to get down on his knees three times a day to pray to his God and praise him, just as he had done previously.
彼らが見つけた案は、王様以外を礼拝した人は、他の神様、人間もそうですけども、ライオンの洞窟の中に投げ込んで殺すということなんですね。
So if we look at what it says in this passage, the what was declared was that anyone who prays to anything, whether it's human or divine, other than the king of Babylon, would be thrown into a den of lions.
彼らはダニエルが神様を礼拝していると知っていたので、もうこれが一番いい方法だと思ったわけです。
The other people who were working for the king knew that Daniel and his friends worshipped another god and they did this every day.